Hello, hello, hello. This is Frida from Frida's Garden in Anaheim, California, in the USA. It's so fun to hear all these audio booths. I've been listening to them for like about the last half hour now. People come from England and Ireland and all over the place. So many accents. I love that. I don't know what kind of accent I have. I originally started in Iowa and moved to California. So it's sort of a Midwestern Californianized, I guess, audio sound I make. So although it's 11 o'clock at night, I thought I'd mention some of the things I'm growing in my garden. I have, of course you can see it, I've been making a lot of YouTube videos, and you can always go to fridasgarden.com and see my YouTube videos, so you can actually see my little kind of pathetic garden, but, you know, I try, and, you know, I do the best I can. I have a front yard little garden that I put, I've got a mixture of things. I've got Cracker Jack marigolds out there, big yellow ones. I rather they're orange, big orange Cracker Jack marigolds. They're just blooming all at once. They're really pretty. I had a gopher problem. I had four broccolis out front, and the gopher pulled down three of them. Can you believe that? And left one for me. Isn't that nice? So I had to cut the broccoli off and eat that. Let's see what else is out there. I've got miracle corn I'm growing. You know, I belong to this gardening group on Facebook, and they started a seed train. And a seed train is what, like, travels, I don't know if it goes to other countries, but it just travels throughout the United States to all the different states. People in different states sign up for this. I guess there was probably, like, I don't know, 30 people on the list, and these people sign up, and so the first guy sends out a box, like a U.S. postage service, the regular mail, priority mail, that's what I was trying to think, a priority mail box full of seeds that he has gathered from lots of places, and then sends it to the first person on the list. And then that person gets to open it up. And if you're into gardening, it is so fun because, you know, the seed train is just so cool. You open it up and put it on your dining room table, and there's seeds all over the place. Now, if you're a gardener, you know, you become addicted to getting and trying new seeds. But it was fun. I got a loofah, loofah gourd. I'm into planting gourds this month, but, well, let me get back to that. I want to go back to the front garden, and so I planted miracle corn, which I got from that seed train, and that seed train just filled my seed box up with lots of things that I'd never tried before, and that miracle corn was one of them, so it's kind of fun to try things. And then I had marigolds, and what else I have out there? Oh, the little tiny, I know it's not Bordello marigolds, but Bolero, I think it's Bolero, a little French, smaller to the ground marigolds. They were nice. Oh, that's what I had. I had a package of trio beans, which are wax beans, which are yellow, purple, and green beans, kind of a mixture of them. I put them out there, and I had a couple saucepans full of those. I finally pulled them out because I had a lot of problem with powdery mildew, which I solved by, I used a few different things. I used some neem to, eradicate it, and then also I tried a little on a couple plants, 30% milk and the rest water. And mix that up and spray it on the plants. So I guess powdery mildew really dislikes milk. So there's different things, but I think the neem worked really good for the fungus of powdery mildew. So what else? Oh, so let's go in the back and talk about the gourds. I have Aladdin gourds. You can see that in the videos, but these Aladdin gourds are just awesome. I have never grown gourds before. They are just amazing. And I've got some birdhouse gourds growing. I got about 30 tomatoes, just a whole bunch of different tomatoes growing. I said I wasn't going to grow tomatoes this year because I had so many last year I couldn't even give them away. I couldn't freeze them fast enough. I've never done canning, but I just, you know, put them in the freezer in different ways. I finally threw away a couple packages from last year, but I used it all winter long. Of course, in Southern California, it's not like real winter. It doesn't really get cold, and it barely rains. So when it does rain, it's like a big... I get all excited when it rains, because I know my plants love that. My garden loves it. What else? Let's see. You know those old wooden chairs? I'll explain it. They're all round, made out of bamboo, and you put a cushion inside of them. Well, I have turned that upside down and made it into a place where I'm going to be planting some pole beans. I thought that was... So I put a 4x4 in the ground, and I turned this bottom of this chair upside down. It's like a circular bamboo chair upside down, attach it to the bottom of the 4x4, and that made a really cool bean pole kind of thing. Now, I don't even think I'm going to put the beans into the ground. I'm going to put them in 5-gallon buckets so it can grow up the bean pole, because this gopher problem is kind of big here this year. I live right behind a field. So, I mean, right behind me is a huge field where the gophers all live, with the coyotes and raccoons and possums and cats. So those are the things that like to visit gardens. And, of course, lots of old birds and bees and beasties, little bugs and things that like to eat your plants. But the one thing that I am so lucky to have, I am so lucky to have a lot of lizards in my yard. Little tiny lizards. And this is the reason I was having a problem with earwigs, was eating my peppers. I have all of these peppers I grew this year. And when they were little tiny things, I grew them from seed. Well, not all of them. Some of them I bought. But so when I put them out there, the next day they were like inundated with earwigs. Oh God, I hate those things. I hate earwigs. Now, what on earth was nature thinking when he made the earwig? I don't know. It's ugly, it's scary, and they really do bite, you know. And there was a YouTube video where actually this guy was... There's a YouTube video where this guy was kind of teasing the earwig, and it turned around and was like attacking him back like a scorpion, put that big pincher thing up in the air and was like going for him. I was like, whoa. That's another reason for not liking them. Like little cockroaches. Oh, I hate those things. So I went out in the middle of the night, and there was like 4 earwigs on my little pepper plant just munching away. And I go, whoa. I didn't know they did that, and I didn't know I had so many of them. But they like the wet. They like where it's wet. And it was raining a little bit more than normal within a few weeks. So anyway, getting back to why I like lizards, I turned something over. Oh, I know what it was. I had a little scarecrow kind of thingy. And I had that right kind of sticking in my little raised bed. And I just happened to move it while in the middle of this battle with the earwigs, and I dropped it, and out the earwigs got up in the straw or in the paper, you know, they make the arms and the legs out of these little scarecrow kind of things, and there it was full. It was like that's where they were hiding inside this scarecrow made out of paper. So I dropped it, and I a whole bunch of those earwigs came out, and here comes like four little lizards just come running across. I mean, one was kind of big, actually, and just come, well, about the size of my hand, not like some lizards I've saw, but they came running out and ate those, just swallowed the earwigs down and ran back. So now I'm loving my little lizards. As long as I know that they're there and they're not sort of just sticking their nose out and making me think they're a snake or something. Because I hear rattlesnakes are really wild, are really abundant this year here in SoCal, Southern California. Anyway, I probably have talked too long, but I did want to tell you about some of the plants I've got going. And I'll put a little more thought into this, and if you like me to update my anything on about Frida's Garden, I will. Or one thing about Audioboo, I sort of kind of talk to whatever is happening right at that moment. Oh, and I have this really cool worm farm that has gone from 2 plastic containers to 4. And I actually used a little, for the first time, used a little of my worm compost. Castings, worm castings. So, I just thought of another thing, too. I got to do this tomorrow. I have a compost bin, and I've got a good, maybe 2 feet of really good compost in my compost bin. Because I have 2 of them, and I moved everything over to the other side and just left all the good compost that probably should go out in the garden. The problem with the, like, real-life compost I have is that it has grubs in it. So if I don't strain it out, I get grubs in my regular garden or in my raised beds, which I do have grubs in my raised bed, and they eat the roots of your plants. So even if you, I use a 1/4-inch wire box thing, and even if you do sift the compost, I guess you could have baby grubs. I don't know. Let's think about that. But it's too late at night to think anymore or talk anymore. So thanks for joining me today, and thanks for pushing the old talk button. And if you're still here, I'm totally amazed. So I gotta rest up because I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. So I will talk to you, and have a great day or evening, whatever the case might be. Night.